Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lunishmas, I'm Yaakov Shalom, Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basro Taf Piches. In this Daf, we have something very special because this Daf is learned in Shabbos Parsha Kisavoy, and the Gemara speaks about the Parsha in this Daf, the Daf of today. So the end of the Taf Piches would be, the Gemara explains the difference between Parshas Bechukoisai and Parshas Kisavoy. The Gemara says that Parshas Bechukoisai, Kosh Baruch Hu gave brachas that start with the letter Aleph and end with the letter Tav, that is the 22 letters from Aleph to Tav, and gave klalus curses that start with the letter Vav and end with the letter Mem, that's 8 letters. So the brachas are 22 letters and the klalus are 8 letters. While Moshe Rabbeinu and Parsha Kislova did the opposite. He started with the letter Vav, Yivarem Shemoya, until Lo'ivdem, that's the brachas, 8 letters, and the klalus start with Vav and end with Hey, from Vehoya until Ein Koine, that's full 22 letters. So first, just to understand the push-up shower, what does the Gemara mean? Why is 22 and 8? So a little bit of understanding, the Maharal explains, and it's a similar derech we find in the Maharal. The Maharal says like this, whenever you have a mitzius shlemo, you have 22, because the world is created with the 22 letters. So the mitzius is represented with 22 letters. 8 letters is a representation of the connection of this world to the world above. We know brismila is in 8 days. So that's it's basically the connection above and the bottom. In Shemayim, we have bracha. All the shefa comes from Shemayim. All the klala, all the bad, all the terrible tragedies, all the chitzoinim is down here in this world. So you may like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gives the bracha and klala, the bracha is the ikar metzius kivyocha, where the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu come from Shemayim. Shemayim, that's the brachas. That's what the brachas are, 22 letters. The klalus is what he's supposed to, when Am Yisrael doesn't do the right thing, there is not so much shefa from above, which causes that the connection between above and below is not the perfect connection, allows klalus, that's 8 letters. The connection of Shemayim and Aretz, that's what's being poigim. But Moshe, it's the opposite. He lives down here in this world. And this world is Mokaba Klala. So klalus, 22 letters, because that's the mitzias of this world. Bracha, on the other hand, is when you connect this world to the world above in the proper way. So that's why bracha is 8 letters. So 22 is where you are, 8 is the connection. When it comes from Shemayim, the 22 is the bracha, the 8 is the klala. When you're down here in the world, the 22 is the klala, the 8 is the bracha. That is the beer of the Maharal over here. But we need a big tema that we have in this Gemara. Is that comes out from the Gemara, the Parsha Kisavoy is worse than Parsha Bechukoisai. The clause Bechukoisai is only 8 letters. The clause of Kisavoy is 22, is much worse. The Chasam Sofer adds over here, the Bechukoi says connected by Yisrishin, that's why the clothes are not so bad, they're much shorter, because the Golos is short. But the clothes of Parsha Kisavoy, that's connected by Yisheni, so that's 22 letters, is much worse. The problem is that the Gemara in the end of Maseches Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, says clearly the opposite. The Gemara says that in Parsha Bechukoi says, you're not allowed to stop in the middle of the clothes another Aliyah, because you can't stop in the middle of a Klala. But Parsha Kisavoy, you could stop. Says the Gemara, why Parsha Kisavoy could stop? Because Parsha Kisavoy is much more lenient than Bechukoisai. Why? Says the Gemara, 2 reasons. Bechukoisai is a Kosh Baruch Hu speaking, and it's Beloshon Rabbim, it's plural tense. And Parsha Kisavoy is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, and it's a singular tense. And we brought the Vilna Gaon and the other Shir on this daf to explain what the singular tense mean. But Al Kaponim, you find that the Parsha Kisavoy is considered to be more lenient than Bechukoisai. This seems to be a direct contradiction to our Gemara. How do we explain this? So Reb Tzadik HaKoyen and the Pre-Tzadik in this week's Parsha says Dover Nifla Moit, and it's really based almost on a Chazal Mefeirish in this Parsha, the Zohar Chodesh of Parsha Kisavoy. So the Zohar Chodesh brings, first of all, what the Chazal Sofer says is brought down there in the Zohar. The Bechukoisai is connected by Yisrishon, and therefore it's shorter, and Kisavoy is connected by Sheni, and therefore it's longer. But says the Chazal over there in Sefer HaZoya, the Eliyahu Navi came and explained to Rabbanim that yes, Parsha Kisavoy has terrible klolos, much longer, but every one of these klolos has bracha embedded in it. Every one of the klolos has a little hidden bracha in it. And the Chazal there bring a few examples. One of the examples is that in the end, the last klolo, what is the last klolo? That you're going to be sold as slave, vein koin. Explain Chazal, what does it mean? Am Yisrael will think that everybody's going to buy them as slaves. But really, ain't koin, nobody's going to buy them as slaves. Nobody's going to sell them as slaves. They will not be slaves. And so on and so forth, the entire parsha is all klolo, which is hidden bracha in it. This is the Pashup Shat. What's the reason? Then in Parshas Mechukos, so you have Nechama. It says there for Zachar, there's B.C. Yaakov, there's B.C. Tzilch, there's B.C. Avraham Esker. This is Nechama, I'm going to remember you. Parshas Kesavah, there's no Nechama. What's Shat? Because Mechukos say is Klala, with no Bracha in it. So you have one Pashup, I can tell you, don't worry, it's not going to be so bad. But Parshas Kesavah is Klala that has in it Bracha, everything has Bracha in it. I don't have to have another Nechama. And Reb Tzadik goes on to explain it a little bit more. He says like this. Every time that you have something coming from above, it comes as din. It comes as judgment. It comes in a very strict way. But once it needs to be implemented here down in this world, then it's adjusted to fit human beings. The classic example is, the Kshmur wanted to create the world with din. So down here in the world, it becomes rachamim. We find a similar thing regarding Matan Torah. That's heard from Rosh Shapir Zatzal, said in the name of the Rashash, Rosh Shalom Sharabi, that the Torah, when the Torah is given, it says, Torah is given by Gvura. But when it comes down to the world, how does the Gemara call the Torah? Rachmana Omar Tiku. Rachmana, it calls Rashon Rachamim. The idea, the concept, the theory is din, is strict. But when it comes down to the world and human beings have to act with it, then it becomes more lenient. Rav Tzadik explained that's really the whole idea of difference between Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaapeh. Torah Shebichtav is strict. There's words that says ayin tachas ayin. Someone thinks ayin, it's ayin for an ayin. Torah Shebaapeh connects it to human beings. It's not an ayin, it's money. It's how human beings will act with it. Add Rav Tzadik that this is really the chiluk between the first four chumashim and the fifth chumash. Kayadua, the first four chumashim in comparison to chumash dvarim is ke'ein Torah Shebichtav or Torah Shebaapeh. Because the first four chumash, Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking. The chumash, the dvarim is Moshe Rabbeinu talking. Ke'edua, the Vilna Goyen, the Magen Medubna says the name of the Vilna Goyen, that the first four chumash is Shechina Medabez V'toch Goyenoi. And the fifth chumash is Moshe Rabbeinu like any other Navi. Meaning it's his words. So Zogar Tzadik like this. When the Teichecha comes to Parash Baruch Hu Kaisa, Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking, that's Torah Shebechtav, that comes Kedin. It looks like the worst thing ever. When it comes to Parash Kisavroi, then it's already Moshe Rabbeinu talking. It's Torah Shebaapeh. It's how it comes down to the world. So embedded in it is Bracha. So according to this, we can understand very well. Parshas Kisavoy is much worse klalos. It's very long. It has no Bracha in it. It's like it looks very bad. But embedded in it, hidden in it, is a Nechama. So that's why our Gemara is talking how it's written. It's written much worse. It's 22 letters. But the Gemara and Megillah is talking about someone who's oyle la Torah. Can he stop in the middle? So he's saying this is not really klolos. Embedded in his bracha. So if you stop in the middle, you're not stopping in the middle of a klolo, which is a zoy klolo. The oyle la Torah could stop in it because we know what it really means. But the way it's written is at 22 letters. Kach yesh nirish yesh li yashiv. These two Gemaras together, and there's more to be me'ayin in it. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.